Welcome to day 9, creating balance. Don't we all want more of that? So we're going to delve into the importance of being in a nurturing environment. Everything we surround ourselves with impacts our well-being. You know that already. It's so often said that our homes and where we work are an outer reflection of your inner state. So we all feel better in a space that makes you happier and calmer. Even one small change, lighting a candle or vase of flowers, can bring about a sense of transformation, really. So not only do you feel good, but you're also nourishing the brain, which, as we're learning, plays a vital role in creating and sustaining good health. So pay attention to your environment. How are you surrounding your space? You will feel how you can bring your inner and outer spaces into balance to cultivate greater harmony in your life. Settle in and listen as Deepak shares how changing our environments can enhance our daily life. And then we'll begin today's meditation.
In many healing traditions, it's said that the perfect medicine for us is often blooming right outside our front doors. Every day, nature offers us its healing bounty. With that in mind, we can begin to explore ways to create balance in our lives using simple things already available in our environments to bring us feelings of comfort and ease. If you think about it, we're already attracted to particular experiences that make us happy. For instance, we may have certain scents that we enjoy more than others. Every time you go to an aromatherapy or candle shop, you're probably drawn to an aisle or table showcasing a fragrance that brings an immediate feeling of calm and joy. For some, just the first few measures of a Bach concerto can set the heart sailing. For others, it may be rock, jazz, opera, or hip-hop that does the trick. As we learned in our exploration of doshas during week 1, each of us is unique. And we each respond to a different palette of environmental offerings. Scents, spices, music, paintings, which can bring peace and comfort to us throughout our day. And living and working in such a nurturing environment nourishes the brain, which in turn takes care of us so that we can better take care of our bodies. A positive outer environment plays an important role in a positive lifestyle, allowing us to make choices that are easy, natural, and enjoyable. This fosters the best inner environment for the brain, which processes every experience we have and must function well for the mind to make its best intentions known. It's important then that we be good to ourselves and create an environment that brings us peace, joy, and ever closer to perfect health. It's not selfish to want a happy, harmonious life. It's your birthright and the true foundation for optimal mental, physical, and spiritual well-being. Let's prepare for our meditation and consider our centering thought. My outer world reflects my inner world. My outer world reflects my inner world. Now let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more at peace. Now gently introduce the mantra Sat Chit Ananda, which means existence, consciousness, bliss. Sat Chit Ananda. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Sat Chit Ananda. Continue with your meditation. I'll watch the time, and you'll hear me ring a soft bell, letting you know it's time to end. Sat Chit Ananda. Sat Chit Ananda. Now, on your own, just mentally. Thank you. please stop repeating the mantra. Inhale and exhale slowly and allow some time to rest. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. My outer world reflects my inner world. My outer world reflects my inner world. My outer world reflects my inner world. Namaste.